Hey there, and welcome back to 4 Day Weekends. I'm so excited to have someone who's going to be reading my fingerprints today. I'm super excited to have Leslie Zemanek on. So let me tell you a little bit about her. Leslie is a hand reader, past life astrologer, and life purpose guide. For 3 decades, she has decoded the life purpose story in people's fingerprints and hands, helping them break through their blocks and write their happy ending.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I'm so excited. I've been busy making some fingerprints for Leslie to check out. So we're hoping she can get some readings out of this. So tell me what we're doing here. I'm so excited.
For 3 decades, I've been reading people's fingerprints, and most of the work that I do is with individuals looking at their life purpose. Your fingerprints are finished at 16 weeks after conception. They are complete in the womb.
Wow,
It's,
I
I think
didn't
that might be the first part of our bodies that's complete.
That's so interesting.
It's amazing. And of course, we all know that nobody has the same set of fingerprints. So I just love the idea that we all have something unique to bring to the world. So when I look at people's fingerprints, I typically look at the thing they came in best at from birth, the thing they came to learn this lifetime. There's four types of fingerprints. So they talk about four different areas of expertise. And so I've also come up with a version of this for entrepreneurs,
Love it. I love it.
which I've called brand fingerprint. So the variation on that is that I look at the unique superpower they bring to their business, the limiting belief that keeps them playing small, their hidden potential, and then in those four different types of fingerprints, talk about four types of customer care genius.
This is great for anybody who has a business. It's telling them. Now, again, you don't want to always box yourself in with these things, but I feel like you're so intuitive. You're reading fingerprints, but you have a lot of different things in your background that you're bringing to this, right?
I also love studies of the brain and psychology. So, for instance, my four customer care genius types are based on studies that talk about the four basic human motivations, which are stability, mastery, belonging, and independence. But this has got some scientific basis in it. Actually, the whole system of hand reading that I use has scientific basis in it.
I love that. And let's say what it is. It's also like magic.
There is an element of both, right? And
Yep.
it's like we have two sides of our brain, so it satisfies both of mine to do this work.
I love so much that science is finally catching up with the metaphysical side of the world. Say, yeah, this is actually proven or whatever. You don't always have to see everything proven in front of you. You don't see some things. We can't see our thoughts, but we know we have them.
Or our emotions.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, I think that way back then, the metaphysicians were also the scientists. They were not astronomers. They were only astrologers. We only know about the planets because of astrologers.
Exactly. And then it was a big split, and now we're coming back together. All right, let's get into whatever we're going to do here. I'm super excited.
Okay. So you sent me your fingerprints, and I was able to get a good look at, we did this on the fly, so I was able to get a good look at your fingerprints for the most part. What I basically do is like an algorithm in my head. I look at what kind of fingerprints you have, how many of each kind you have, and what fingers they land on. And my little calculator brain has been doing this so long, it's just like for me. Your superpower has to do with your fingers of leadership, your ability to lead in your own unique way, and the ability to get results.
Sounds
So
like
we
me.
actually call you, interestingly enough, we actually would call this combination the big shot.
I
So you have the,
resonate with that.
you do resonate with that. So it's, you get to be the person that other people look up to and help them get great results and do it in a manner in which you're, like we were just talking about, where it's not about just plugging into a formula. It's using your creativity and your ability to see the nuances and imagine what's possible for the people that you help.
Yeah, I resonate with that so much. And as I'm just thinking back, okay, it's not a surprise in any way what you're saying. It just feels...
And most people say that to me, but they're amazed that I can tell that in a matter of minutes. Your limiting belief is, what will people pay for my words?
Ooh, that's so interesting.
But your hidden potential is actually to be a well-paid speaker.
Yeah.
As long, once you overcome that limiting belief.
Interesting.
Now, I talked about the four motivations. And so those four motivations are what I based my four customer care genius types on. So the four types are peace of mind, authority, connection, and growth.
What are these again?
So these are the four customer care geniuses. So I'd say what your customers really want from you. So okay. Some customers really want connection. Okay. Some customers really want peace of mind.
Okay.
Some customers really want to feel part of a tribe.
Okay.
Some of them want growth, independence, the ability to just do their own thing and do it their own way. You specialize, according to your fingerprints, in helping people with growth, independence. So yep. I actually have a whole sheet I have on what brand words you would use. Basically, what this is designed to do is to help people with their marketing verbiage. How do you connect? It's because the whole idea is, how many people do you in your business talk to who say, I do everything for everybody?
Yes, many.
And, right? And we know that doesn't really work.
No. And I love what you're saying. Cause when you were going through my customer care, you're like, peace of mind. I'm like, that's not going to be me.
Oh, your growth.
I was like, okay, let's see what's going to happen. Cause I'm like, oh, I am like tough love. Come on, let's do this.
Yeah. Words that brand words that I came up for growth are potential, empowerment, passion, independence, rewards, originality, freedom, bold.
Yep.
Expanding, exploration, results. Those are all words that I would use to describe the growth pathway.
The growth pathway. And that's how
the customer
my
care
customers
genius.
Need from me. This is
right.
What I need to be bringing out to them.
And how you can use those words to attract the customers you really want to work with and who really can benefit from the genius you bring. They are the ones who don't want to be stuck in the status quo.
This is amazing. Okay. What else you got for me?
When I sit down with people and I look at the rest of their hands, then I talk about other areas where they might be falling short or other talents they might bring to the table. There's so much.
All of that is in our hands. But I think you had told me when we talked before, your hands can change.
Only the fingerprints don't change.
Only the fingerprints don't change. And I find it so interesting. That's one of the first things that's created, which is bizarre. Who cares about your fingerprints? But I was just at this event about a week ago, and the woman was talking about human design. And she likes to look at when you're 3 months old, like after you've been born, like 3 months, because then she said, you're reaching for stuff at around 3 months.
Interesting.
Which I thought was very interesting, because as you're talking about fingerprints, I made that connection of we're starting to reach and touch. So we must be getting that, the sensory, through our fingerprint. Mm-hmm. We just think they're fingers to pick things up. But I'm assuming that these fingerprints, and we already know that your feet have a lot of plate, and I'm sure your fingers have the same thing. I think we're desensitized so much because we use our hands, but you tell me, like, your fingers must be some super sensory thing.
Well, actually, there's more nerve endings from your brain to your hands than any other part of your body.
There you go.
And scientific studies have shown that you get more information to your brain through your hands than from your eyes and ears combined.
That is so amazing. Wow. So we do so much and we pick up so much. And then we pick up so much, but we are getting all the whatever, right, from our hands.
And because I'm such a nerd about this stuff, I also study people's gestures.
Oh.
And there's people who do that. They study body language and gesture. There's experts on this. They use them in all kinds of businesses and
Yeah, sales tactics or whatever.
sales and law enforcement and all kinds of places, psychology. I pay attention to all of that stuff too. Because this is the finger of leadership, the index finger. But think about all those gestures, like somebody's pointing at you. That's the authority, right? And then that the famous middle finger gesture, that gesture goes all the way back to the ancient Greeks. They used to call that the finger of ill repute.
You're kidding me.
No, isn't that great? Isn't
I
that a great
love
little piece of
this.
trivia?
So it wasn't like a recent cultural thing. This was going way back.
No, although there are cultural differences
I have
in a
heard like
lot
in
of
the
gestures.
UK they use two fingers, I think.
And there are cultural differences. So when I'm talking about gestures and things like that, I'm speaking from a Western perspective.
So how are people taking this? This is like for their branding and their website design and their messaging out to their clients and their potential clients. This sounds like a huge
Yeah, so like I
thing.
said, most of the people I work with are more individuals working on life purpose, but I do have the occasional person who comes to me and is an entrepreneur, and we do talk about this element. I do fight against that idea that a lot of people think that they should do everything for everybody. I think every business consultant comes up against that. But I think once people start to realize that when they have their niche, when they can differentiate themselves from others, then that's when this is going to be really helpful. And everybody I've done this for has had the same reaction you have. They've gone, how did you know this about me?
And I love that as we're moving into this new earth and business is changing, I love that we've got people like you who are there to step in and say, don't just follow what your guru has said. Be your own person. And what works for me is not going to work for everyone else. And I feel like these days of these templates, get the blueprint to six figures. Like, I just want to gag. How could that be? I get it. And I was part of all of that too. And I jumped into these programs and I'm not really resonating with this, but if she's making more money, she must know more than me. And I feel like that's coming to an end. And it's like, you need to use your own skills, use what you're great at. And it's there for a reason. You don't have to try to pretend to be this Instagram worthy person over here and do all the things because everyone else is doing. As I'm just looking back at you saying I'm like the big shot, but like the leader or whatever, I see it. And even though I sometimes don't want to be that person or have had times where I just want to blend in. And I used to say, why can't I just be happy with the status quo over here and just be doing this? But that's just not me. And I can try to push it down, but that doesn't last for long because my soul's here to do something big or do something different anyway.
And there's probably other things in your hands that reinforce that. For instance, I have something similar. Like when I was studying hands, my teacher looked at the length of my index finger, which you can see from the screen is like almost as tall. Look at it compared to my ring finger, right?
Yeah, oh, they're very
It's as
close.
tall as my middle finger. He looked at me and he said, "You're in the top one percentile for long index fingers, and that's the leadership finger. And even though that's not part of my fingerprint pattern, yours are typical. They're the
They're more
index and
normal.
ring fingers are typically about the same length, or I like to call it not typical, but textbook,
More.
because there's no such thing as typical.
Even this one, my ring finger is a little
Textbook.
bit longer on my left hand. It almost looks, or maybe it's just the way I'm holding my hands.
Yeah, it's better to
Maybe
look at
this is
it kind of
easier.
flat. Yeah, actually, it is a little. It
It is a
is.
little bigger. My ring finger is
Yeah, it's a
longer.
little longer. So
What does
the
that
longer
mean?
your finger is, the more time you spend in that realm. So, interestingly enough, I'm constantly being asked to take leadership roles,
Oh,
which I never sought out. But there's that finger. It says to the world, there she is. Ask her. She'll do it. To me, nothing in the hands is incidental. If the kid in the desk next to you stabbed you with his pencil in the second grade and you forever have one of those blue dots under.
I got one in my leg. It's
But if the
lead,
finger.
though. It was a pencil, so I've got lead in my leg. I think it's gone
Yeah,
now.
I believe it.
I had it for a really long time. I think it disintegrated eventually.
I read freckles, scars, injuries. Interestingly enough, since we're talking about work, when people have surgery for carpal tunnel syndrome, the scar goes right up the work line.
Oh, interesting.
Now, how is that not saying you have a scar on work? You know, something is not right with your work. And yet people just have that surgery and go right back to doing the same thing
Doing
they
the
were
same
doing
thing.
before.
Yeah, I'm looking at my lines. Like, my left lines are different than my right lines. I'm like,
Typically.
as a longer, don't tell me about my death line right here as you're
Oh,
looking.
no, it's
But it looks
not a
different.
death line. I just want to tell you, it's not a death line.
I'm like, they do look a little different,
Yeah,
my line.
so
Interesting.
what the line I think you're looking at, your what you call your headline.
This one?
So the one that curves down
Yeah.
is more right-brained,
Oh,
and
interesting.
it's and the one that's a straighter headline is more left brain. So you have a good balance between left and right brain.
People will say, you're like a bridge between this and this. I don't know if it's being left-handed. I'm very ambidextrous, very like
It
I
could
can do
be.
things with both sides, both hands. I'm very good with all of that. I'm not logical, but a little bit. I can work on my website and I can use my pendulum and be very intuitive. You know what I mean? So I've got both sides.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it could be, although I actually was writing a blog post last night about right and left brains, and studies actually show that only 30% of left-handed people are right-brained. So it's a myth that all left-handed people are right-brained. There's a small percentage of right-handed people who are right-brained. I'm one of those. It's the intuitive,
Oh, the
imaginative.
intuitive. Yeah.
Yeah.
The intuitive,
Yeah.
creative, imaginative side.
Yeah, and there are brain scientists who say that creativity exists in both sides of your brain. It's just how it's expressed is slightly different.
Yeah, I love those. So tell us where people can get more of this, or if you're like, oh my gosh, I want her to do mine. If you're rebranding, if you're pivoting, which I think a lot of entrepreneurs are in the middle of this pivot as things are starting to crumble, this could be a great opportunity to really get that insight. And if you're already thinking that way, it's like a validation. Like, you gave me so much validation right now that I can.
And validation is not something to be
No,
poo-pooed. It
no.
makes a huge difference
Yeah.
because for years, I would sit down with people, and the first thing I look at it in their hands are their fingerprints. And I can't tell you how many people within minutes would cry. They'd cry because they felt seen.
Yeah, someone finally said the thing I've been thinking.
Yes. Because, you know, what is. You talked about being put in a box in business. Life does it too.
I'm a strong person. A lot of
Right.
Aries fire going, Leo fire going on over here. But if you're not, and if you're one of these other types, maybe that is, I just gonna go with the flow, or if that's what I'm supposed to be seen and not heard, or push ourselves down, or I guess I really can't do the thing I want to do because I have to do this thing here.
Right. Whatever limiting belief they were born with.
Yeah. It's hard. And obviously I still have some, I have a little bit of work to do as you were to telling my limiting belief. Does that go away, or that's just the thing that I'll be like constantly struggling with?
It's a lifelong thing, but you get to take it, the way I see it is you work on it, you work on it, you work on it, you get to a certain level, and then the universe can say, would you like to take it further? So
Yeah.
I consider it like
It
you
comes
can
back
spiral
around. It
up with
comes
it.
back around. It comes back around. I've already seen
Or
that in my
it
vision.
shows up in a new situation where you haven't dealt with it before, and you go, okay, now here's a different version of it.
I totally see that already. I'm
But you can
already.
get quite good at it.
Yeah.
Obviously, it wouldn't be in your fingerprints if the universe didn't want you to get better at it. And
Okay.
it is the key to your hidden potential.
Okay. Which it because I was saying it does link together.
Right. It's the key to your hidden potential. Basically, is the more you work on that limiting belief, the more you unlock your hidden potential.
I love that. That is a high note to go. So it's
So
not like you're
basically, my.
stuck with this and then it's, oh, work on this, do the work. And
Right.
then the key opens the door to riches and fame, to doing what you need to do, or to doing to be appreciated or whatever, to have the thing that it's right
Right.
there, just a tiny bit out of your grasp.
Yep, exactly.
Amazing.
So, yeah, so you asked where people could find
Yes.
me. My website is just my name, leslyzemenik.com.
And we'll link it, of course.
Yeah, everything I do is up there.
So you do these readings for people. This is like your main thing.
The main thing I do is the life purpose readings, but I can
Yeah.
the version for entrepreneurs.
Well, I think sometimes life purpose, like I got my whole life purpose done. I'm like, that is what I'm meant to do. And that is my business. You know what I mean? I feel like we are our businesses so much that may or may not be the case for some people, but as solopreneurs, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. It's nice what you're saying here about the customer care and all of that, and really getting into that messaging, languaging for your business, which is great.
Well, and really, when you want to hire somebody, especially a solopreneur, think about how many times you hire somebody because you want to work with that person.
Yeah.
Even though somebody else might do the same thing.
Exactly. Yeah. You are your brand. You are your business. And if people don't resonate with you, then they're like, no, she's not right for me. You guys run over there and get booked. This is amazing. And she'll probably do a little bit better. We just did it on the fly and just, I had to do my old ink and send her pictures, but I think she has her whole way of doing it.
I have a packet I send
a
people
little kit that
to
she'll
do
send
that
to
and
you.
send it back to me with
If
the
you don't
right
happen to have
materials.
ink sitting around to do your fingerprints, Leslie's got you covered. So don't worry about that. Thank you so much. Thank you for the reading. It was extra great. I think it was a really great way to showcase your work and to show what you can do and so much more. I know you talked about past life regressions and reincarnation and some other things that you do. And I think that's also good to stick in there if people think they have a lot of karma and have this debt or whatever.
And also there's a type of numerology I do that's based on names, which can be used if you are trying to choose a business name.
A baby name, a business name.
A baby name or a business name.
It's so amazing how it's all connected.
Of course. Everything's
Leslie,
energy.
Everything's energy. So of course it's going to work this way. Thank you so much, Leslie. This has been so much fun. You guys go check out all her amazing links in her website and go ahead and have one of these done. It's really great. And you can only use it as more being authentic and being yourself inside of your business. And if you want to add a little bit of magic and this fun stuff that's on the other side of being super like analytical about it, then go over here and have fun with Leslie. So thank you so much. And I will see you guys on the next episode.